Our first reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 11, and that's found on page 1027. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God."
I wonder if, as we're sitting at the front,
we can be listening out for a particular word that I'm going to say quite a lot. And when I say the word, I want you to do something. Okay? And the word you're listening out for is announcement. Okay? And when I say announcement, I want you to put your hands behind your ears and go, "Hmm?" Because we're listening. Can we practice that? So when I say announcement, "Hmm?" Okay, so you've got to keep listening out, because I'm going to say that a fair amount. We hear those things all the time, don't we? So I have an announcement. Hmm? Granny is coming for tea. That's a very popular one in our house. Or this week, we talked about this announcement. Good one, quite a lot. Today is the last day of school. Woohoo! We enjoyed that one this week a lot. I wonder if you've been to a train station recently. Maybe you haven't. We've been staying quite local recently, haven't we? But you get loads of announcements at train stations. And wonderfully, they're very musical at train stations. They love this. So I've got these chime bars here. And you'll often hear things like this. "The train from Upper Diblington upon Mead has been delayed by 14 years due to works begun in 1845. Please register any complaints with your local authority," and so forth. You hear this again. And my favorite announcement at a train station goes something like this. "Please do not leave your baggage unattended on the station. Any baggage left unattended may be damaged or destroyed by the security services." Isn't that wonderfully intimidating? If that doesn't make you hold on to your luggage like this all the time in the train station, I don't know what will. It is a very serious announcement. And 2,000 years ago, God, in the middle of the night, to a bunch of scraggly shepherds looking after their sheep, made a serious announcement. And we heard it read from the Bible just a minute ago. He sent a messenger, an angel, who scared the living daylights out of these shepherds on the hills. And he said, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." The serious announcement that God made was good news. And we might think, hang on a minute. Are these scraggly shepherds really in danger? What did they need saving from? Because I can see these sheep down here, and they don't look very scary. Are they scary? I don't think sheep are that scary. And they were probably used to being in the dark. Sometimes I feel a bit worried about being in the dark, but I don't think these shepherds felt very worried about being in the dark. And I certainly don't think they were imagining that God would send a rescuer from heaven to rescue them from the dark. So why is this announcement so serious? What did they have to listen for? Well, it's serious because the thing that God sent a Savior for isn't something scary outside of us. It's something scary inside of us. He came to save us because our hearts love the wrong things. Our hearts love the wrong things. So hopefully when you guys came in, you were given a little heart-shaped bit of paper. If you need to run and... Do you know where they are? Do you want to run and go and get them? And you can come and put them on this heart up here, which has already got some stuck on it. Come up here and stick them on. And they look quite nice, don't they? Nice little hearts, nice lots of little colours. Danny, have you got one as well? Don't worry, it's fine. They look quite nice, don't they, up here? And my guess is, as we sit here today, we ask the same kind of questions about ourselves that we asked about the shepherds. Do we really need saving? Are we really in any danger? What do I need saving from? My life appears in order. My heart, I can present quite well to the world. I pay my taxes. I do my homework. I do my jobs at home that I get asked to do. I've got friends. I pay the bills. I'm not even that scared of spiders anymore. Although actually I am a little bit. But behind that, behind all of those things, what's really going on in our hearts? Because God can see right down into our hearts. And actually his word, the Bible, shines a light, a torch, into our hearts to show us what's really going on. This is a special kind of torch. And you may not be able to see. Let me just move this a bit further forward. It's going to fall over. You might be able to see. You can come on up and have a look. When you shine our light onto these little hearts, we can see what's really going on deep down, the things that really motivate us. So we might be motivated by power. We want power or glory or money. Maybe we want more toys or more friends, more success, more pleasure, more control. All these things might be lurking deep in our hearts. And we might not be able to see them from the outside, but God can see them. And when we love these things more than we love God, we're actually turning our back on the God who made us and loves us, and the God who made these things and gave them to us as gifts. We're like, imagine this. It's Christmas morning, okay? So you have a huge lion, obviously. Very late to get up. And you make your way slowly and calmly down to the Christmas tree, because underneath the Christmas tree, there are some presents. It's very exciting. And you open the door and you go in. And then suddenly someone else rushes in, gets to the Christmas tree, grabs up all the presents, puts them all in a bag and runs out of the front door and down the road. Now, to me, that person sounds like a robber, not a member of your family. They don't want to enjoy being together and giving and sharing gifts. They just want to take the stuff and run. The problem is we do just the same with God. And it's what the Bible calls sin. We take the things that he's generously given to us and we turn our backs on him and we say, we don't want anything to do with you. We just want your stuff. And our relationship with God then is ruined. We can't be part of his family. He won't let us live with him forever. And because we turn our backs on the author of life, without him we face death. And so that announcement, nearly call you out there, Kate, that announcement that God made to the shepherds was serious, because it was a message to the whole world. Do not leave your sin unattended in your heart. And God says, I have sent a savior who has come to destroy sin. God has sent a savior from sin. And his name is Jesus. And you know what? That is already pretty exciting, isn't it? But here's the best part. God has sent this Savior, Jesus, for people just like me and just like you. Now, my guess is probably everybody already this morning has just looked at this and thought, And if you haven't, you have now. And you're thinking, wonder what's in that. And even though it's very silly of you, there's a little part of you, isn't there, that thinks, maybe this gift is for me. And you know what? Almost all of you are right to think that's a bit silly. But not all of you. Josh, do you want to come and open this present? No. Daniel, do you want to come and open this present? Come up here. So if you pull, do you come and sit up here? If you pull this ribbon, it will all beautifully come apart, I hope. Yeah, just pull this little one here. Yeah. See? Magic. Amazing. What's inside? Everyone else is thinking, what's inside? Do you want to show everybody? Take it out, lift it up. Very good. That is for you. You can keep that. Happy Christmas. You don't have to wait until Christmas to eat it, but probably don't eat them all right now. You see, the announcement that God made to those shepherds wasn't just good news for the shepherds. It was good news for the whole world. The angel said, didn't he, that it would cause great joy for all the people. All people in all places at all times. And you know, I'm convinced that this news about the child Jesus should make our faces light up in the same way Daniel's just did opening that gift. It's the news of a savior to rescue everyone who will trust in him and follow him. God has invited us back into his home, back in from the cold, safe from the curse of sin and death. He's promised to give us new hearts that don't love those things more than God, but put them in their right place. And his name, the rescuer's name, is Jesus. And the angel invited the shepherds to go and meet their Savior. And you know, Christmas, every year, makes the same announcement. Come and meet your Savior. Come and put your trust in him. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you so much for this wonderful news that the Lord Jesus has come into the world to rescue us from sin, to bring us back into your family, to welcome us back home. Please help us this Christmas accept that invitation to be at home with you. Amen.
Our final reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 12 to 18. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been taught to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great. Now, this time, we're going to listen out for different words and do something different. So the words we're looking out for are good news. And what I'd like you to do when I say good news is go, woo! Now, I did this earlier, and children wept because I was too loud. So I'm being very restrained because I've got a microphone on, but I want you guys to go, nice and loud, okay? Should we practice? So when I say good news,
Woo!
I think we can probably do a bit better than that. Good news?
Woo!
That was very good. Okay. So, good news is exciting, isn't it? So, when we're sitting on the aeroplane and we finally hear the captain saying, it is time for us to take off. Please strap yourself in, put your tray tables up and all that kind of stuff. That's good news, isn't it? Because the holiday adventure is finally beginning. And when we hear some news, we mustn't ignore it, must we? So when our teacher says, please put your pens down, we listen, we stop writing. Or when your pregnant wife says, it's time to go to the hospital, you just finished the last 20 minutes of match of the day, and no, you go straight away. On pain of much shouting and possible death. So when the angels invited the shepherds to see the Saviour that God sent into the world, well, they didn't just squeeze in one more game of whatever they were playing on their smartphones at the time. No, Luke says they hurried off straight away to find Mary and Joseph, presumably to see if what the angels had told them was true. Was it good news? And you know, it really did happen. Luke wasn't making up a nice story for us to celebrate every year, thinking our calendars were looking a bit empty. No, he's telling us about events that really took place in a real place, at a real time, with real people. And you know, we might find that a bit tricky. Because if you went down to Heathrow today and jumped on the next Nazareth airline flight to Bethlehem, you wouldn't find God in a manger. You just find a fairly ordinary town that's been built around and centered upon this single event that happened 2,000 years ago. But, good news. The invitation to come and meet Jesus is still open. You and I can meet Jesus today, can know him. Not because he's in a manger being looked after by his mum, but because he's in heaven, alive forever, having completed his rescuing, saving work that his father gave him to do. And listen, that is not just good news. It's absolutely fantastic. We can get to know Jesus through the Bible. And when we trust in him, he says his spirit comes to live in us, helping us love him more than anything else, changing the things in our hearts that we saw earlier. Not wiping those things away, but putting them in their right place. Helping us bring about real, lasting change in our hearts and in our lives. And listen, if you're here finding out about Jesus for the first time, or maybe back in church after a long time away, and you didn't realize that God has sent a Savior into the world for you, can I recommend that you listen carefully to this good news that the angels gave? Come and meet Jesus. The invitation is for you. It's not just somewhere out there. It is for you. Come and read about him in the Bible. Ask Christians about him. Come and see what he's been doing in the lives of ordinary people here at St. Mary's. But don't go home today having done nothing about it. You might miss the best good news in the world. And if you'd like to do that, we'd love to give you a copy of Luke's Gospel. This is just, we've had our readings today from this account of Jesus' life written by Luke. You could probably read it in a day or two. Check it out for yourself. Read about this Jesus who God sent into the world as a rescuer, as a savior for people like you and I. And you know, when we come and meet Jesus ourselves and we see that the stories are all true and the truth is better than we imagined and the gift is bigger than we thought and the kindness of God is wider than we could have possibly imagined, well, then our hearts and our lives will be so full of the good news about Jesus, it'll start spilling out of us as well. Just like the shepherds, they spread the word concerning what they'd been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed. Could it be true? Could it be true that God has sent a savior into the world to rescue people like me? So don't go home today ignoring the good news about Jesus. Celebrate it. Isn't it wonderful that we can celebrate Christmas together? God has sent a savior to rescue us from sin. His name is Jesus. God has sent a savior to change our hearts. His name is Jesus. God has invited us to meet the savior today. His name is Jesus. Let me pray. Father, thank you that this invitation is open to everyone. Please help us take you up on that. And please help us know Jesus for ourselves. Be changed by him, transformed by him this Christmas. Amen.